Second Maccabees, Chapter 1.
The Judeans in Jerusalem and in the land of Judah, to their brethren, the Judeans in Egypt, greetings and wishes of good peace. And may God do good to you, and may He remember His covenant with His faithful servants, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And may He give to all of you a heart to worship Him and to do His will with a strong heart and a willing soul. And may He open your heart to His law and to His commandments, and may He grant you peace. And may He hear your prayers and be reconciled to you, and may He never forsake you in a time of wickedness. Even now we are praying for you here. In the reign of Demetrius, in the year 169, we Judeans wrote to you during the trouble and violence which overtook us in those years after Jason and his companions had revolted against the Holy Land and the kingdom, and had set fire to the gatehouse and shed innocent blood. And we sought the Lord, and He listened to us. And we offered sacrifices and fine flour, and we lit the lamps and set out the loaves of bread. Even now, we are reminding you to celebrate the days of the Festival of Booths in the month of Kislev. Dated in the year 188.
The people in Jerusalem and those in Judah, and the body of seniors and Judah, to Aristobulus, teacher of King Ptolemaios, and member of the family of the anointed priests, and to the Judeans in Egypt, greetings and good health. Since we have been saved by God from grave dangers, we give Him great thanks for having fought on our side against the king, for it was He who drove out those who had taken up battle positions against the holy city. For when their commander arrived in Persia, and with his seemingly irresistible force, they were cut to pieces in the temple of Nanaya through a deception employed by the priests of Nanaya. For on the pretext of marrying the goddess, Antiochos, along with his friends, had come to the place to get most of its treasures by way of dowry. And when the priests of Nanaya had displayed the treasures, Antiochos, with a few attendants, came to the enclosures of the sacred precincts. As soon as he entered the temple, the priests shut the doors. Opening a hidden trapdoor in the ceiling, they hurled rocks at the commander and his companions, striking them down. And they dismembered the bodies and cut off their heads and tossed them to the people outside. Blessed in every way is our God, who has given the impious over to punishment. We shall be celebrating the purification of the temple on the 25th day of the month of Kislev. So we thought it right to command you that you too may celebrate the Festival of Booths and the Festival of the Fire, which appeared when Nehemiah, the builder of both the temple and the altar, offered sacrifices. For even when our fathers were being exiled to Persia, the pious priests of that time took some of the fire from the altar and hid it secretly in the hollow of a dry cistern, taking precautions that the place would remain unknown to anyone. But many years later, when it so pleased God, Nehemiah, having been commissioned by the king of Persia, sent the descendants of the priests who had hidden the fire to recover it. But when they reported that they could not find any fire, but rather viscous fluid, he ordered them to scoop some out in order to bring it back. But after the material for the sacrifices were presented, Nehemiah ordered the priests to sprinkle the liquid over the wood and the offerings which were laid upon it. Now, when this had been done, and some time had passed, but the sun, which had been clouded over, began to shine. A great fire blazed up so that everyone marveled. Now, while the sacrifice was being burned, the priest recited a prayer. Both the priests and everyone who was present, Jonathan leading, but the rest responding along with Nehemiah. Now the prayer was as follows. O Lord, Lord God, Creator of all things, fearsome and strong, and righteous and merciful, the only King and benefactor, you alone are gracious. You alone are righteous and almighty and eternal. You save Israel from all evil. You selected our fathers and made them holy. Accept this sacrifice on behalf of all your people Israel, and guard your portion and make it holy. Gather together our scattered people. Free those who are slaves of the foreign nations. Look kindly on those who are despised and detested, and let the nations know that you are our God. Torture those who tyrannize and who are insolent with arrogance. Plant your people in your holy place, as Moses said. But the priests began to sing hymns. Now, after the sacrifice was consumed, Nehemiah directed the rest of the liquid to be poured upon large stones. Now, as soon as this was done, a flame blazed up, but its light was lost in the brilliance cast from a light on the altar. Now, when the event became known, a message was sent to the king of the Persians, stating that in the very place where the exiled priests had hidden the fire, the liquid had appeared with which Nehemiah and his people had burned the sacrifices. But the king, after verifying this matter, enclosed the place off and declared it sacred. And the king distributed large gifts to those whom he favored. Now Nehemiah's party called the liquid Nephthar, which means purification, but by most people is called naphtha.